Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with the Washington County Historical Society.
I am Arlene Heisterman. I serve on the Historical Society Board as the treasurer. I also volunteer at the museum and have been doing so probably 15 years.
The Historical Society is always working on something.
We are always working on genealogy. We are currently have someone working on friendship quilts. They are trying to identify all the people that helped make the friendship quilt. Usually it was an EHU unit at that time, and we're working on one right now that was done in 1905, and it was from the Morrillville and Haddam area. We have a couple people that are working on giving programs. We're going to be giving one at the library here. And three times a year, we give a public program. This last time, it was on Emma Molloy. The next one, I think, is going to be on quilts.
The Historical Society has a museum in Washington that has four different buildings to look through.
We give tours of our Museum of the Artifacts. We have four buildings. We have the what we call the main museum, which has what life was like through the years and different stations set up for you to view. We have a Pony Express room. We have a area that has just cameras. You know, cameras anymore are just on the cell phones. And these are the cameras from 1898 through now. We have the historic jail and sheriff's residence that we take people through, and we have a one-room schoolhouse as part of our viewing area. We have an office where we do a lot of genealogy. We try to keep the records of Washington County. We don't necessarily do the state of Kansas. We just concentrate on Washington County and the towns, the schools, the churches, and any history that we have here.
The museum is a great place to learn the history of Washington County.
It's a wonderful place to learn about your history. It's a wonderful place. The older people really enjoy going through and seeing and being reminded of things that they've used. The younger people, it's a good learning experience for them. And if you're into genealogy or like family history, we have a very large genealogy department. We have lots of obituaries on 3x5 cards that are available for you to review as you're doing your genealogy or just to look up family members. We have a database that has marriages in Washington County, and we have a database for births from Washington County, and all of this is received out of the newspapers, which we have all the newspapers available from Washington County on microfilm, and we have the readers that they can sit and read, so they can come in and do research here too.
The museum is open for only 2 days a week.
We keep the museum open 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, from 9:30 to 12 and 1 to 4.
But they do give tours just about any time if you can't make it during their hours.
We do special tours. And also, if someone from out of town just happens to show up, we have some phone numbers on our door that list numbers to call, and someone most generally is available to come up and give a tour. So we give tours just about any time.
You can always volunteer at the museum if you would like to.
We have quite a few volunteers. All they have to do is show up at the museum, and we'll find something for them to do or give them a choice of what they would like to work on.
The Historical Society does have a meeting coming up in June.
Our next event is going to be in June. We will have our quarterly, or not quarterly, but one of our three-time-a-year meetings, and it's the third. It'll be the third Thursday of June, and anyone is invited. The public is invited.
I would like to thank Arlene Heisterman from the Washington County Historical Society for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.